This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
At the mile and one half, it spins rider in front by one length, centigrade.
Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
You just kind of see the storefronts.
They lived here until new pioneer communities could be completed on federally owned lands in the interior.
You don't really think about the history behind it.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? To tell you more, we sent KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs to San Bruno.
Foot Locker, Target, Cinnabon. These are some of the sites you'd expect at a mall like the Shops at Tanforan. But wander around long enough, and you'll notice an equestrian theme, a statue of a horse and rider in the parking lot, or the play area with a tunnel shaped like a giant saddle.
I'm a San Bruno local.
That's Mariana Dietrich. I met up with her near Best Buy.
So the Tanforan Mall was actually a racetrack?
There they go. Ben Schreider is going to the front, Pompey, the second golden nut is fade.
The Tanforan racetrack opened in September of 1899. Legendary horses like Seabiscuit were stabled here, but the track was also used for auto, motorcycle, and even dog racing. But when war came around, it served a new purpose.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
That's when the Japanese military bombed Pearl Harbor. A few months later, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, which led to the forced removal of nearly 120,000 Japanese Americans on the West Coast to so-called assembly centers, where they were held before being shipped off to inland camps.
Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers. They lived here until new pioneer communities could be completed on federally owned lands in the interior.
Over 7,000 Bay Area Japanese Americans were forced to relocate to the converted racetrack. People lived in hastily constructed barracks in the center of the track, or old horse stables.
Our family was told to go to the furthest end where the horse stables were, and where one thoroughbred horse was stabled, we, five adults, were squeezed in.
Tomoya Takahashi and the other people you'll hear in this piece shared their memories in the documentary film Tanforan, Racetrack to Assembly Center.
And the manure was really, the stench was terrible.
Despite the squalid living conditions, the racetrack turned assembly center became its own small city with a school, a garden, even a thriving art center. Streets were named after the places the incarcerees had once called home. There were Oakland, Berkeley, and San Francisco avenues, for example. But Tanforan was a city surrounded by fences and barbed wire, watched over by guards.
I had ammunition in my rifle, and we were told to prevent anybody from escaping. And we were told to shoot if we had to.
That's former soldier and Tanforan guard Frederick Nicholas. Ironically, Nicholas went on to become the president of the corporation that later built the mall at Tanforan. In September of 1942, incarcerees were moved to the Topaz Relocation Center in Utah. Tanforan went back to being a racetrack until it burned down in 1964. Today, inside the Shops at Tanforan, local Mariana Dietrich has a hard time reconciling the history of this place with where she's standing.
You just kind of see the storefronts. You don't really think about the history behind it because it's not in your face. Actually, to be honest, I didn't really think about it until just now that, yes, there is this sad history associated with the place, and now it's a mall. It's kind of ironic.
But if you walk just outside the mall, you'll find a small plaque commemorating that time. It even has a call to arms. May we honor this period of history by our remembrance and just action. In San Bruno, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents.